Good morning, everybody. 8:13 and live from Los Angeles, it's the host of TMZ, the creator of the program, Harvey Levin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mike and Casey. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you. It's great to talk to you. You know, I often watch the show and wonder, how do you stay on top of it all? Now this morning, I got a hint. You're waking up in L.A. and you say this is not early for you?
No. It's not.
Wow.
It's almost lunch.
All right, so tonight Fox has this big special on the UFOs that you have put together. What is the takeaway from this show tonight?
Well, I mean, look, the Pentagon has come out with this report. It's the first time they've ever done a report like this, and this is not their doing. It was Congress's doing. So essentially they said, we don't know what this stuff is. They investigated 144 incidents. And just basically, we don't know. But they had five possibilities: U.S. technology, foreign technology, natural phenomenon, airborne clutter, and then this fifth category, other. So what we do in the show is we have a Harvard scientist, we have former Pentagon officials, a Navy pilot, U.S. senators, film documentarians, and others. And we go through these buckets one by one, and I think you are going to see them knock all but one off the table.
Oh, all right. Should I ask you which one, or we all just tune in and find out?
Oh, I think you can guess which one. Because, look, I mean, this is not, we're not going at this by, you know, with the premise, oh, my God, these are aliens. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to look at the possibilities here and to say, could this be American or foreign technology? I think it's pretty clear the answer is no. In fact, it's very clear the answer is no. I mean, we don't have technology where an object can go from 80,000 feet in the air to sea level in a second and a half, breaking the sound barrier without a sonic boom, no wings, no propulsion system, no exhaust. I mean, we don't have the ability, nor does anybody on Earth, to do that. And if anybody on Earth did, we'd know because they'd exploit it either militarily or commercially. So it just is impossible for human beings at this stage to do what some of these, not all of them, but what some of these objects are doing in the air. It's just impossible.
We're talking with Harvey Levin from TMZ. So you've come away from this kind of convinced that there's extraterrestrial life involved?
Well, look, I mean, you know, if you go down the list, and I'll just kind of summarize it, natural phenomenon, what's that? They're, you know, rocks, meteors, whatever. These objects are flying in formation. Navy pilots, people on warships see them every single day. And they fly in formation. Rocks don't fly in formation. So you knock that off the table. And then you look at airborne clutter. Well, these ain't paper, you know, plastic bags in the air. And so what you're left with is, what could it be? And are people who are really, like, serious people open to the idea that there could be something from another solar system that, you know, has intelligent life? They all are. And these are really, you know, from Harvard scientists on, these are serious people.
Harvey Levin, TMZ, yes or no, have you ever seen a UFO yourself?
You know, I've seen stuff in the air. I haven't really. No. I mean, I don't know. You know, my eye is not trained to know about propulsion systems and all that. But I'm really serious about this. I mean, you know, the thing that I thought about that really struck me doing this, and we've been working on this for a while because we knew the report was coming out, is that I started thinking about it. And when I was a kid, little kid, there were no such thing as rocket ships. And in 60 years, we put people in space, we put men on the moon, we have explored Jupiter and Pluto, we're going into interstellar space. So if we can go that way, you know, toward the, you know, end of the solar system, if we can do that in 60 years, if you believe that there is some intelligent life outside of our solar system, and maybe they're 200 years advanced from us, I don't know, but why couldn't they go in the opposite direction toward us? You know, if you really believe there's intelligent life, then the question is, why couldn't they do what we're doing?
All right. Harvey Levin, now you got me so excited about watching this special tonight on UFOs. Very good.
I got to tell you, I loved doing this. And, you know, it used to be that anybody who dared talk about it, even, they were considered crazy or unhinged. And it's changed in the last couple of years that you now have serious senators who are calling for these investigations. You got the Pentagon finally admitting in this report, even though it didn't really say much, but admitting that until we know what they are, this is a national security threat. I mean, you can't say, oh, there's something above military ships and nuclear facilities. We don't know what it is, but no big deal. It is a big deal until we know what it is. And they even are now calling it a national security threat. I mean, these things have almost hit our military planes. God forbid that it hits a commercial airliner, and then all of a sudden we say, oh, why didn't we look at this 10 years ago? Well, 10 years ago is today now. We need to start looking at this stuff and figuring it out.
All right, we're with you. Harvey Levin from TMZ, you are on top of this and just about everything else in the world. Appreciate it.
So, look, it's on tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, and we're just super excited about it.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Harvey Levin. Wow.
I love him.
He's good at what he does.
Yeah, a former lawyer, or maybe he's still a lawyer. I don't know, but a smart guy.
Yeah.